This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Steve Springer, Toronto Blue Jays professional scout and performance coach. Let's get right into it. Let's talk quality at-bats.
Yeah, buddy. I got a great job. I got two different jobs with the Blue Jays. I scout the California Angels whole system. Mm-hmm. So from here on Wednesday, I'm going to Cedar Rapids for 6 days to write a report on all their players and give JT a little scouting report. But my favorite job is the performance coach and working with these young players and young hitters on how to compete. And I'm trying to change what most people think success is. Okay, most people think success is getting a hit. That's not success. Success is you walking up to play with confidence, with an attainable goal to hit the ball hard and help your team win. That is success. You know, everybody puts so much credence on the batting average that, oh, what are you hitting? What are you hitting? Well, I'm trying to get these kids to realize that I can't have a goal where I could do everything right and go 0-for-4. You know, Casey Hobson's been swinging the bat pretty well, and he came in second place in our quality at bat champion that we have, you know, once a week. We have three winners per week, per team in the organization, just a $25 Best Buy gift card to try and help these kids learn what success is. And Casey came in second place. Did he get many hits? No. But he was a great competitor. Line outs, you know, guys making great plays on him. And, you know, it goes back, you know, Abner Doubleday's a genius for inventing the batting average. You know, if he said success was hitting the ball hard, pitchers would be in trouble. You know, they'd have to move the mound in 5 feet, you know, because that's an attainable goal. I could hit the ball hard. But since we're 5 years old and every player that went home last year, the first word out of everybody's mouth, hey, what'd you hit? You know, and half the guys didn't even want to say, oh, 250, you know. So I'm trying to get these kids to just be a great competitor 5 times a night, and that's what it's about.
I remember last year you telling me that you were hearing back from guys like Aaron Hill who were calling you up and saying, hey, you know, I've put that batting average aside. I know what I want to do now. I'm focused. Who are you hearing from this year?
Well, I talked to, you know, I'm starting to get a relationship with some players in the big leagues. You know, I talked with J.P. Arencibia. Jose Bautista had my CD in 2001, he told me. And, you know, he told me, you know, I made a new CD, Q2, and he said it's even better. And so that was pretty cool. But I made a CD. It's called Quality at Bats, Q2. And, you know, my website's qualityatbats.com if anybody has any interest in going and checking out the testimonials. And it's been really fun.
Well, it seems like it. With this Lansing Lugnuts team, what do you see? You've just arrived in town. You've been here a couple of days. What have you witnessed, and what have you talked to with the players?
Well, we talk about just going through the process of what success is. And these kids have so much talent, but they have to realize the big picture and that they're still 3-4 years away. So we're trying to get these kids, the Michael Krauses, the Mariznicks, the Hobsons, you know, all the players, Gus, to, you know, learn the process of what success is and knowing that we have to look big picture. They're playing this game another 10 to 15 years, but yet a lot of times they think it's about right now. Right now it's about learning how to play the game the right way, in my opinion.
Are there any exercises that you do with them hitting-wise or anything that you work with them in batting practice on?
Well, I made an individual CD with all the players. And yes. So they have their own 20, 30 minutes of what I talk about with each player, and it's personalized. So...
Sounds good. Well, to your scouting as well, so you take the entire Angel system. Have you spent the first, here we are in May, how did you spend your April?
My April was mostly scouting the Angel because I was in spring training for 3 weeks with all the players doing the individual CDs. So once I get out the Angel system seen once, I'll be bouncing around more to all our clubs. Yeah. But I do a lot of phone work and call players and stuff like that.
Talking to Steve Springer, Toronto Blue Jays professional scout and performance coach. How did you latch on with the Blue Jays?
Tony LaCava. Tony liked my CD. He liked talking hitting with me. When he had an opportunity to bring me over, it was a good fit.
Sounds good. Well, it looks like they're about to have a hitter's meeting, so we won't interrupt. Steve, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome, buddy. Thanks, Jess.